Blog Talk Radio.
About that yourself. You are listening to the voice of Dynamic Daphne, your host for the A New Day show. And, you know, thanks to you, my loyal listeners. You guys just pay great attention. I nearly forget that the 29th of this month was our anniversary when we started back 4 years ago here on Blog Talk Radio. And for those of you who started early to send congratulatory messages to me, thank you, thank you, thank you. But I'm going to ask you to do more than that. For those of you who did it already, I'm going to ask you again to join us on the 29th of March, 2013. At 7 p.m., we are going to have a virtual celebration of our four-year anniversary here on Blog Talk. And we are also going to be celebrating my books on Amazon. Yeah! Yes, I have a collection of my favorite quotes. Some are mine and some are other people's that I've shared in the books. And they have helped me throughout my life journey at times when there were adverse situations going on. There are certain readings there that I always just brace and hold close to me. And a lot of times people said to me, well, how you do what you do and all of that, you always seems to bounce back. Well, I have decided I wanted to share some of the things that I have been using in my life with you. And that's what those four books are all about. You just go on Amazon, type my name in, Daphne Clark Hudson. You'll see all of my favorite quotes, transformational quotes, book 1 and 2, and inspirational quotes, book 3. So I encourage you to please pick them up on the 29th. I'm looking to become a best-selling author on that day. So all the sales on that day will count towards my best-selling title. And I also, every book that is sold on that day, a dollar will go towards the breakfast feeding program that I'm setting up in Jamaica. So for those of you who want your book to be autographed, you can buy the book from my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And once you buy it from there, you'll get an autographed copy sent to you. If you buy from Amazon, then it's going to be just shipped to you. Either way, it will go towards the funds for the breakfast feeding program. I said happy spring, and you know, everybody is doing spring cleaning. They're raking up leaves outside. They're decluttering inside. And we are doing a lot of things for our environment and our surroundings. So today, title is going to be, it's my time. Because it's springtime, and we're going to talk about doing some spring cleaning for ourselves. We are going to be concentrating on spirituality, food, exercise. We're going to talk about companionship, and we're going to talk about romance. So that's what we're going to do this evening. You're going to hang out with me. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I encourage you to call in and be part of this spring cleaning conversation. Now, before I go into the conversation again, I'm looking for a few great men and women who would like to earn some extra money. We are looking to sell advertising spots for the show. We are close to 90,000, so I think that's a lot of eyeballs and ears that wants to hear about your business, your products, and your services. So we are offering opportunity to advertise or to be a sponsor here on our radio show. So inbox me here on the radio show, or you can email me at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com, and you will get more details. I'm also looking for some volunteers who want to learn all the inside things about producing a television show. You all know that for the past, 9 years, I have been producing a show in Danbury, which now airs in the greater Newtown area, in Cromwell and in the Bridgeport area. Well, I have been offered an opportunity to do another show over in the Bridgeport area, and I'm looking for some volunteers from that local area who want to be trained about how to produce a show. There is no cost to you, but you get in excess of 12 hours of training, which helps to make you more marketable, because that is something that you can add to your resume. And who knows, you might be there reading the newspapers and realize that they're looking for somebody who have all those skills that you just picked up by being trained at the TV studio. So I want you to message me, inbox me, or email me, or call me on the phone, and let me know that you are interested in volunteering. Also, I want you not to forget to join us for 5 more Wednesdays. We are doing the Millionaire Mind series. We have some phenomenal lineup of guests for you. We have Andrew Morrison, who is a small business guru. We have George Frazier. He is the granddaddy of networking across the world. We have Deborah Hardnett, who is the founder of Wealthy Sisters. We have William Patterson out of William R. Patterson out of D.C., who is also someone who earned the title of a millionaire when he was very, very young. I had him on the show already, and I'm still waiting to confirm some more some more women. And I have a few more men, too, that I'm waiting to confirm. Thanks to Dr. Dennis Kimrow. We had Dr. Kimrow on last Wednesday, and he was the opening act. And I tell you, the phone has been ringing off the hook. My mailbox has been flooded with mail coming in and telling us about what the show meant for them. So I am very happy that we are doing this series. And so catch, if you weren't able to hear it yet, go and look for last Wednesday's episode. Dr. Kimrow's new book is The Wealth Choice. And it's not about money, it's about courage. So, you know, courage is very, very, very important in everything that we do. So get your pads, get your papers, whatever it is that you're going to use to write. And we are going to begin the conversation now. If you are in the chat room and you don't hear me say anything to you or about you, I'm flipping back and forth from the studio to the chat room. I don't know. I sent an email to my volunteer producer. I haven't heard back from him. I just pray that he is okay. A couple of weeks now he has not been here. So I pray you are okay, Walter. I sent you messages, have not gotten any reply from you. So, all right. So let us look at the task at hand for today. It's my time, and I want you to affirm that right now for yourself too, wherever you are. I want you to say to yourself, it's my time, and rightfully so, because we look about everybody else and we neglect self. So by taking a stance and affirming that it's your time, you are putting yourself at the top of the list for showing priority. You know, it's my time. And it is not a selfish statement. It's a self-assured statement. Because if you cannot claim a timeout for yourself, then you're not going to be able to do that for anybody else. So let us start at the beginning. We are saying it's my time. And you heard me say, and rightfully so. In order for us to get the strength and to appreciate our time, we must have our life in priority order. And how does that begin? For me, getting my life in priority order means that my spirituality comes first. Whether I am praying by myself or with a prayer partner in a group, whether I am meditating by myself, or I am participating in a global meditation practice, which is put on so often by the Chopra Center. Regardless of what it is I am doing, spirituality is at the top of the list for me. There is a book, and I don't remember which one it is, but I know it's Dr. Cindy Trim, CINDYTRIMM. I heard her spoke a few years ago at the Power Networking Conference, and I read it in her book. And she encourages us to really focus at the 3 a.m. watch. She practices different watches throughout the 24 hours of the day. And that's how she channels her spirituality and focus. She said we need to cover ourselves, and the 3 o'clock hour is the most powerful hour. And I was excited when I heard that, because I've always heard about 5 o'clock. And I remember when I used to be a Mary Kay director, I remember there was a large number of the directors who belonged to the 5 o'clock club across the nation. We would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was a telephone number that we would call into, and we would pray and talk about what our goals are for that particular day. So whatever it is, I'm really not interested in where you worship. I have no interest in what religion or what label you use, whatever handle you use, whether you're bishop, deacon, evangelist, pastor. I'm not interested in that. All I want to know is that your spirituality, you put it in priority order. Because if you're going to say, it's my time, you must be connected with your Creator. And your Creator will give you the strength to practice what is good and healthy for you. It doesn't matter, you get up and you recite the scriptures like poetry. If you are not practicing them and implementing them in your life, it is a waste of time. So, what are some of your spiritual practices and rituals? Meditation, prayer. Most people have a devotional book that each and every day it lays out for them. One of my favorite ones is Streams in the Desert. Streams in the Desert. It's a powerful one, and it is so applicable to everyday life. But that's for me. I have several others. But you find one that speaks to you and speaks to your heart each and every day. But regardless of which one you're using, you need to do that religiously every day. My prayer time consists of thanksgiving and gratitude. Thanksgiving and gratitude. I can recall years ago when my prayer life consisted of begging. I would beg God and I beg God and I go back 2 hours, 3 hours later, and I'm begging God again, I'm begging God. It is as if I used to operate as if God has a short-term memory, you know? But he doesn't. As a matter of fact, as I have grown more in him, I realized that those things that I was begging him for, he already knew even before I went to him that I needed them. And I just needed to trust him that he was going to deliver them when the time was right for me to accept and appreciate them. So I want for you to examine your spiritual life and see what it looks like for you, what it means for you. I am sure you have heard the term that your body is the temple. And because it is the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. God lives on the inside of you. you need to treat this temple the best way you can. So after I do my spiritual practices of my devotional reading, my scripture reading, my prayer or my meditation, my next thing is that I have a hot drink of either fresh squeezed lemon juice in hot water or apple cider vinegar in hot water. I drink that because it balances the pH in my body and it helps to detoxify and to cleanse my body. I know a lot of people, they run for the coffee machine or and things like that. But if you have not yet tried this, I want to encourage you to try drinking the fresh squeezed lemon juice in hot water first thing in the morning or apple cider vinegar in hot water first thing in the morning. After that, my next practice is that I drink my hot green tea. And I'm always sipping on that while I am making my fresh green juice. And after I do the green juice, then after I drink the green tea, then I do the green juice. So that's my morning practice. And yes, my breakfast is always a glass of green juice. Always green. My green juice is made from different things, different times. But celery, green apples, ginger, cucumbers, Christophine, parsley, and ginger is always in that. So any combination of things that I have. I've also put in spinach, and I've also juice collard greens. So, you know, whatever green you have, that's the first thing I do. I like to do my green juice. When I'm completely out of green, then I do organic carrots, or I do carrots with banana. I do carrots with red apples. And I started, I think a month or so ago, I started adding in cantaloupe into my juice as well. So you play with the things and see what you like. Most of my friends, they look at me and they turn their faces and their nose up about what they see me drinking. But at the same time, when they look at my energy level and they look at me, I'm looking healthy. So don't follow the Joneses. Look at what's right for you and what it is that you want to accomplish in your health. I want to read something here. I was reading one of my magazines and this came across here. I want to just share a paragraph or two from you here for you. Don't let stress keep you from celebrating spring renewal. Thinking back on the things that stressed me out when I was a child in elementary and high school seems so trivial compared to the things that causes me stress today. But that didn't change the end result of the stress I was experiencing back then. I felt anxious, couldn't breathe properly, and often lost hours of restful sleep. Stress seems to wreak havoc on our daily lives. Whether it is a notification on our smartphone, waking us up at night, enduring a 5-hour flight in the middle seat, maintaining healthy relationships, or perhaps speaking in front of a crowd. One of that my biggest stressors, the author is saying. I've also discovered that a big stressor in my life is uncertainty. It's often hard for me to accept change. Not because I don't want to do what it takes to make the change, but rather because of the uncertainty of the change. Lots of the uncertainty is created because of my perception. Maybe sometimes negativity that has happened in the past, which in turn creates worry again that the same thing may repeat itself. It's during those times that I need to practice my deep breathing exercise. And I wanted to share this for you because I tell you, as a nation, we are not breathing properly. And we got to go back to breathing properly. All right? So I am going to share, I think I've shared them some weeks ago, but I'm going to share them again. The 10 essentials for health and wellness. And the spring is coming. I want you to listen to this episode. It's my time. And I want you to view it as your spring cleaning for yourself. You know, I do a retreat called Attending to Self Without Being Selfish. And we are beginning this spring season with a spring cleaning of ourselves. And here are the 10 essentials I want to share with you for health and wellness. Good health is a gift to be treasured and nurtured every day. Don't you forget that. It is a gift. And we must appreciate gifts. When people give us gifts, a lot of times we take better care of those gifts than we take of our own bodies. So I want you to always remember that good health is a gift to be treasured. And that's a gift that you cannot always go out there and purchase. But it's a gift that you can maintain and nurture to get the best at all times. So I think you have gotten your pads and pens. So let us begin at our physical. Let's look at our physical. And I started off and I mentioned about deep breathing when we get anxious. I tell you, for the times when I focus on breathing properly and breathing deeply, deep down from in my diaphragm, deep down, not shallow breathing in my chest, but breathing from my diaphragm. When I take the time to concentrate on that type of a breathing, it is as if it opens up a new world for me. So I encourage you to begin to start breathing deeply. Breathe more deeply every day. You just need to concentrate. You must make a conscious effort in breathing deeply. Breathing from our diaphragm. Stop breathing in our throats and our chest and expand it down to our diaphragm and begin to take deep breathing exercise. So practice that now. Take one breath and another. I tell you, how did that feel? Didn't that feel empowering? Water. Concentrate on drinking more water. A lot of people say, oh, water, I don't like the taste of water. Water is pure. Water is pure in its purest form. So we must consume a lot of water. As children growing up, we were told that we need to brush our teeth 32 times and we need to drink at least 8 glasses of water. We grew up hearing this stuff, but all of a sudden, we tend to have a short-term memory and we don't focus on doing those things anymore. So I'm here to remind you to pick those practices and those habits back up, because it is going to mean so much more to you. I want to encourage you to get a lot of peaceful sleep. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day, and he was mentioning to me about how he enjoys his sleep. He says, oh, I sleep on Belgium sheets. And he was just telling me about that, how much he enjoys his sleep. And I think all of us needs to create our space in a way where we can get the most peaceful sleep each and every night. And at least 8 hours of that. Because what is going to happen, we are going to wake up re-energized, revitalized, and ready to tackle the next day. Eat nutritiously. And I'm going to go into some food things in a little bit in the conversation. Eat nutritiously. And enjoy activity. I began the ritual of walking with my neighbor, Charlie. And last night when I was working on my schedule, I make sure across the week I put in the walking time for me. That is my me time. And even my neighbor noticed, because he walks very fast. And when we began walking together, I was like slowing him down. And I noticed last Thursday, I think it was, my speed picked up. And when I got up to him, he said, oh, you're walking much faster now. And I said, yes, I noticed that too. So we must, in the physical aspect of who we are, we need to focus on the deep breathing. Drink more water, more peaceful and restful sleep, a minimum of 8 hours. We need to eat nutritiously, and we need to enjoy activity. For each and every one of us, the activity is going to be different. Let's look at the emotional aspect of who we are. Remember, we are talking about the 10 essentials for health and wellness. We need to give and receive love. We have to focus that we are loving and we are lovable. So don't hoard the love. We need to give it, give it, give it. And we need to be receptive to that as well. Be forgiving. Be forgiving. You know, today, my spiritual leader, Pastor Frank Santora, he was talking, his message today was around revenge. And he was saying a lot of times when you're angry at somebody and God wants us to pray for them, he said there's a lot of times when he's hating on the person so much and he's not able to pray in the natural, so he end up praying in the spirit. And that was an eye-opener for me, because we all struggle with that. We struggle with forgiveness no matter how we try. We struggle with that. We struggle, we struggle, we struggle. And we must surrender our struggle to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will help us to get through that. Because forgiving, everybody talk about it, but it's not easy. But we got to keep doing it until we get it right. We must practice gratitude. It doesn't matter the size of what the blessing is. Show gratitude. It does not take a lot for you to say, thank you, I appreciate that. I appreciate what you said. I want to thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do not take anything for granted. Develop acceptance. There are times when there are certain areas of who we are that really need some fluffing up. And we must develop a spirit of acceptance to say, I know that I need to work on this area. I want to work on this area of my life and what I'm doing. So you want to develop acceptance and take responsibility to do what it is you need to do. Developing acceptance. You know, a lot of times too, I'm going to draw this out and use this as an illustration. There, I don't know if any of you have ever experienced when you say something to somebody about something. Oh, that's a lovely dress. Oh, and their reply would be, oh, this old thing, I got it at the thrift shop and everything. And I'm saying, just accept that somebody is complimenting you, not to say where it came from or anything like that. Just said, oh, thank you so, so very much. And just move on. So develop acceptance. There are times when it's a compliment that you need to accept. And there are other times when there are certain things in your life that you need to work on. So you need to develop acceptance to know that, I must pay some attention to this. And you don't necessarily need to wait on somebody to bring it to your attention. You need to take the responsibility to see what it is that you need to work on. So we just went over for emotional, give and receive love. Be forgiving, practice gratitude, and develop acceptance. And the 10th one points to what I had put first on my list is spirituality. Develop relationship with God. In whatever that looks like for you, be diligent to that and practice, practice, practice. So right now, I want to get a word for our sponsor. And this next segment of the A New Day Show is sponsored by Dr. Deanna Murphy.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
All right, so that's coming up in less than 2 weeks. Down there in PA, you got to go check it out, ladies. Got to pack the house out. You must pack the house out. All right, so let us now talk about some food, 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 food. I tell you, it's just like I revamped my whole way of eating. And for those of you who look on the pictures on the radio site, you know that I have been eating so differently. And I've shared, I think, one or two of my pictures there. And I'm just having a ball creating all these wonderful, delicious meals. I started eating majority of raw foods. And I tell you, it's the best thing I have ever done for me. I want to share an article here by Krista Orchicho. Food as medicine. Eat to beat stress. Stress is part of daily life and something we all must accept on some level. But how much stress is necessary? Since it's connected to over 90% of illness, we'd be wise to learn how to use food as medicine to help beat stress. We can use food to boost hormonal balance, which lowers the stress hormone, cortisol. This also soothes an excitatory neurotransmitters, brain chemicals that communicate information throughout the body, which become elevated under too much prolonged stress. With that in mind, here are my three best tips and foods, ideas to help you use food as medicine to keep a lid on your stress. The new comfort food. Get a new idea of comfort food going when you want to eat something to calm yourself down. Raw nuts and seeds help to balance brain chemistry and provide enough fat to satisfy the brain and soothe the emotions. Good fats are essentials when it comes to stress management. My favorite thing of late is to make healthy mashed potatoes using a vegetable called Jerusalem artichoke that you can find in the produce aisle of health food stores. It is exceptionally high in calcium, which calms the nerves. They are small, so you will have to boil at least 6 to 8 and then mash them with almond milk and grass-fed butter or ghee and sea salt. They taste amazing. Perhaps try having a bowl of organic oatmeal with melted coconut oil, cinnamon, and sea salt. Or make a pudding out of raw cashews and add some banana. Those foods help boost the feel-good calming brain chemicals called serotonin. I'm just off today with my pronunciation. Serotonin. Serotonin. Slow carbs at every meal. When stress hits, most of us reach for something sweet or high in carbohydrate. To avoid those sweet cravings and to keep blood sugar balanced, make sure to eat a complex carbohydrate with every meal. That includes things like half of a sweet potato or yam, half a cup of black bean or garbanzo bean, brown rice, or butternut squash. This trick is so simple. This trick is so simple, yet it will help you kick the sugar habit effortlessly while giving the B vitamins you need for energy metabolism. Get your C. Vitamin C is an essential vitamin to help us manage stress because not only does it boost immune functions, but it also inhibits the release of too much stress hormones. My personal favorite way to get it through a superfood called Camu berry, C-A-M-U berry. So that is just a list that I got from this magazine, and I tell you, I've never tried the Jerusalem artichokes, but I'm going to look for them and I am going to try them. I live on sweet potatoes. Today, my dinner was roasted, oh my heavens, I can't believe I forget it. That little green thing that looks like cabbage. I can't believe I just went. Brussels sprout. My dinner today was a roasted Brussels sprout with garlic, lots of garlic, and in olive oil. So I roasted that in the oven. I baked a sweet potato, and I baked some salmon, and I put some white onions on the salmon with a little bit of olive oil in the pan that I baked it in, and some garlic and cayenne pepper. So that was my dinner. I started to back over the summer when I went to Jamaica. I began to snack on coconuts, dried coconuts. That's what I just munch on now when I need to have something chewy to eat. So if you have not yet included coconuts in your diet, it's very important. I remember growing up in Jamaica, and we were always using coconut oil. And I remember they began talking about how dangerous coconut oil is for your health. And now research has shown that it's the best oil. The best oil for you. The best oil for you to use. You know, cold pressed, it's very, very expensive. And so different people are coming up with different recipes to show us how to use that in our diet now. So I know back in Jamaica, a lot of people make their own coconut oil, you know. And sometimes I just shred my coconut and I put it in whatever drink I am making. I buy the coconut milk in the store, but most time I make my own at home. So I don't longer buy the dairy. I buy the coconut or the almond milk. So, you know, try raw foods. Yes, I have my particular ones that I like. But you experiment with little things in small portion and see how much you like it. I tell you, last 2 weeks I started making coleslaw. And my coleslaw consisted of cabbage, cucumbers, and carrots. Now, my dressing is where I got creative. And as my friend said to me, oh, I would never think of putting that in there. But she said, oh, by the way, I remember that you are thinking health. But even that, my dressing was absolutely delicious. And here is what I put in my dressing. I had some balsamic vinegar. I put a little water, spring water. I put some olive oil. I put some turmeric powder, a teaspoon of turmeric powder, a 3/4 teaspoon of cinnamon powder. I put some hot pepper sauce. I put some ginger paste. And I put some garlic. And I put it in my magic bullet. And I blend that baby up. Oh, yes. I put a tad of, I had some Italian dressing. So I put maybe like a teaspoon of Italian dressing in there. And that provided the salt. If I didn't put that Italian dressing in there, I would have put just a tad of sea salt. And to zest that up too, you can very well put some fresh lemon juice in it. And I think I mentioned the balsamic vinegar. And I tell you, the first day when you pour it over the coleslaw, it's delicious. But the second day, whew, I'm telling you, that is to die for. It is to die for. So I was laughing and I said, man, I can begin to bottle all of these different things that I'm doing. So I'm sharing this to tell you, you don't need to stick to the same old. Just try a little bit at a time and see what you like it. And remember, cooking is an art. So be creative. Have fun in the kitchen. Especially if you live alone, that is your time to experiment and create. It's just for you. I've made things that I hated, but then I kind of omit certain things out of it and I go back and I say, oh, I didn't like this in it, but this makes it better. So just try that out and call me here sometime and let me know how you are working out with the raw food diet. I tell you, everything can be had raw. If you think like the collard greens and stuff, you don't know how to cook it properly, just blanch it. I tell you, fresh organic garlic, oh, it works miracles and everything. So you don't need to be a gourmet cook. You have your virgin, cold-pressed virgin olive oil and your organic garlic, you can go to heaven. You can put some fresh ginger in everything too. And it just zesses it up. So go out there and try it. A lot of people say, oh, I couldn't do that. Trust me, guys, don't hit it until you try it. So again, I just wanted to share with you some of the foods that I'm eating now. And I tell you, I'm from Jamaica, and you know that, you know, not too many people in Jamaica were eating raw when I was growing up. But I go back now and people are so much more conscious about eating raw foods. Raw foods. We used to have the Rastafarians that used to make what is called rundown with the coconut, and we used to do something called dip and fallback. You know what, we used to put the annatto in and all of that. But we go back now, and everybody's so much more conscious on what they are eating now. So Be creative. Have fun in the kitchen. And just try. And try small amount. Eat it. And next day, if you didn't like it, then you omit or add something to that. All right? Oh, I need to take a break right here before I move into exercise. And tomorrow is my son, Javon Oliver Hudson's birthday. Happy birthday to you, my darling. I will be calling you later on to talk about that. And I'm hoping to get some of your baby pictures up for you to look at and to show the world what my baby looked like when he came into this world. So I wanted to take the time to show gratitude for having you in my life. So tomorrow, the 18th of March, is my baby's birthday. So I want to take some time to just give a shout out to him. So there, you know, a lot of us have grown up in cultures where that there are certain practices in food were the norm. And yes, it probably was that way. But we now need to modify how we eat and what we eat. And not because something was part of our upbringing that we are going to continue to eat ourselves to sickness and kill ourselves. So make wise, educated choices around the foods that we swallow. Everything we buy, let us make sure we read it and make sure how it's grown. There's no pesticides or things like that. Everything we open our mouth to put into swallow, make sure it is adding value to our health. We cannot go and order spare parts. When our vehicles break down, we take them to the dealership and we get new parts and they fix some old parts or they put in some rebuild parts. When we do not take care of our bodies, we are losing out because there are people who are on lists to get body parts and the list is so long and a lot of these people exit here before they ever get those parts. So I ask you to let us begin to take care of ourselves just like we take care of those material things that we have in our possession. Know that unless we have a healthy body, we are not positioned to get any of the other things that we seek after in life, like wealth, success, prominence, visibility. None of those will be possible if we do not have a healthy body. So begin right now to make the right choices around the food that you choose to put inside your body. Raw is not for everybody. Vegan is not for everybody. Vegetarian is not for everybody. However, you can still eat a nutritious meal and make the right choices to put the right things inside of your body. I want to encourage you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. I want you to call in and be part of this conversation. For those of you in the chat room, write something in the box and I can read it. Has this been a struggle for you to eat healthy? That's a question I'm throwing out there to you, my listeners. Please call in and let me know what your answer is and let us have a little conversation about that. So, excuse me. So we just talk about some of the foods that we can use as medicine. So once we use food as medicine, we don't always have to be running to the pharmacies to get drugs. So Let us just begin to make more educational choices. All right? Now let us go and look at this word, the big E word, exercise. Exercise. Many people, I tell you, I went with my friends the other day to the gym, and I tell you, it was so refreshing. We went there like at 10 o'clock in the morning, and that parking lot was filled. Inside the gym was filled, in the pool was filled, in the hot room was the steam room, only three of us were in there, and in the sauna, it was just myself. But people are really, really taking care of themselves. So if you do no other exercise, begin to walk. 2 years ago, I bought a bicycle. And this spring, I'm going to be taking my bicycle out again, and I'm going to be riding. I have this friend who is 60 years old. And every day he rides his bike a minimum of 35 miles per day. That is what I call commitment. 35 miles per day at age 60, and he is riding his bike. You know? So what works for you? Is it walking? My neighbor Charlie, he walks religiously every day. And now I begin to walk with him, and it is making such a difference in my life. So if you are someone who does well in exercise program and you want to go to the gym, if you will keep up with that, I want to encourage you. Kindness wins. Welcome to the show. And let's hope you have something to contribute to this conversation today. The number to call is 646-915-8166. So what exercise you're doing? You know, some people are doing walking. Some people are running. Some people is doing the treadmill. Some people are doing yoga. There are different things out there. Find out what suits your lifestyle the best. Begin to do it and be consistent in what you are doing. Steady does it. You don't need to overexert yourself. Just do it at a steady pace and be consistent. If you're going to the gym, you're going to go two or three or four times a week. Work out a schedule that works for you and be committed to that. And again, as I always encourage you, call in here and share it with me what you are doing. So whatever exercise that you are doing, I want you to stay committed to that. Remember, Rome was not built in a day. So whatever result you are going to look for or whatever result you expect, you will not get it in a week. But if you keep doing it, you are going to get it sooner than you thought you would. Stress is a brain wrecker. And this is an article by Dr. Paul Benhein. Positive ways to fight back. He says, you may be surprised to know that stress is actually essential to brain health. Neuroscientists have discovered that in order to learn, we need a certain amount of short-term tolerable stress to stay sharp and grow our brains. But too much stress can be, well, too much. In the brain, moderate occasional stress promotes new cell generation. That's why the enjoyable stress of modest physical exercise benefits our brains. a certain amount of stress can actually improve your short-term memory. Stress in moderation is also conducive to overall health. For example, your immune system needs a form of stress to help it stay on guard to protect against infectious microorganisms and cancer. The basic stress response, fight or flight, is genetic. If it turns amok, however, or it turns on chronically, stress can damage memory formation and weakening the immune system. Stress manages memories, judgments. High chronic stress levels are unhealthy and have been shown to impair memory and judgment. Chronic stress involves too much of the stress hormones, cortisol, circulating in the blood. One result is impaired production of brain growth factors, protein molecules that stimulate the growth of nerve cells, and their cable-like connections with other brain cells. Too much stress also affects the prefrontal cortex of the frontal lobes, the executive center of the brain. No wonder bad decisions at work or in our personal lives correlate with too much stress. In short, chronic stress is a brain wrecker. It can also contribute to increased risk of heart attacks, high blood pressure, cancer, and intestinal problems such as irritable bowel syndrome and ulcers. Stress proneness, memory, and Alzheimer's. Dr. Robert Wilson and his colleague in Chicago at the Rush Alzheimer's Disease Center and Institute for Healthy Aging use stress proneness, a person's tendency to suffer psychological distress in response to negative emotion events in life. In their research, their study of about 875-year-olds found that stress-prone women are more likely than others to have impaired memory for real-life events. Over the study's period of almost 5 years, 140 participants were diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Those who had high stress proneness had twice the risk of developing Alzheimer's than those with low stress proneness or hardiness personalities. What's stressing you out? Is it the mortgage troubles? Pressure of the job? A bumpy relationship? The unending nature of human stress? If not managed in a healthy way, is what can damage our bodies and brains. Make stress work for you. Take stock of the daily events that give you stress and find a stress management technique, exercise, meditation, counseling, just to name a few, that just that best suits your individual needs and personality, coping style, and severity of your stress. Here's a three-step quick start guide to managing the stress in your life. Number one, first and foremost, listen to your body. Frequent nervous stomach sensations, recurrent tension, headaches, muscle tension, soreness, especially in the neck and shoulders, and chronic fatigue can all be symptoms of stress. Next, recognize that you are in a stressful situation, that your life has too much chronic stress. Admit that you feel stressed beyond your comfort zone. Each of us has a different threshold of stress and different tolerances. Often, your spouse or one of your children will point out that you seem nervous, anxious, or stressed. Listen to them. Number three, finally, and this is usually the most difficult step, adjust your attitude. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. Listen to your mind. And if it tells you it feels stress, take it seriously and take steps to be your own healer. If you feel you need help, get it from a spouse, friend, doctor, clergy, or other trusted source. That is a very good article from Dr. Ben Hine. Thank you, Dr. Ben Hine, for that. Yes, so now we covered spirituality, we cover food, and we cover exercise, and we covered the topic of stress. So now let's look at companionship. We need a balanced life, and if you are single like myself for a very long time, that can be a challenge. We all need companionship. So we have to ask ourselves the question, what does that look like for us? Are we about to compromise our values and morals to be part of companionship? What does companionship mean for you? There are certain lines that you need to draw. So you need to know what it is. What are you looking for in a companionship? You know, you can have companionship in the opposite sex, and it can be a platonic relationship, a platonic kind of companionship. You need to let it be known once you are entering into this situation what it is going to be all about. Because you don't need your wires crossed. So communication, communication, communication. Open dialogue, open dialogue, open dialogue. Because you don't want to get into something with one thing in mind and the other person has something else in mind. So always ask for people's intentions. What do you expect from this? And you also must know what your intentions are. Don't just go inside these relationships with a blindfold on your eyes. Because I tell you, that can be a rude awakening. And especially if you are grown, you know, you have your values, you have your morals, and so does the other people. And this is why open dialogue is very, very important, because you don't want to go in there with a blurry glasses on. Because, hello, before you know it, things are going to be hitting the fan and it's not going to be fresh air. So, know what it is you are looking for in a companionship. What does it mean for you? And let's touch romance now. Define romance. Define intimacy. You know, what is that? What does that mean for you? You know, there are a lot of women my age who have high values, high morals, and there are certain things that they are not going to be doing. And rightfully so. You have had all these values and morals all your life. So if somebody comes into your life and want to share your life with you, you ought to respect them and they should respect you. And there's a lot of intimacy that can take place and a lot of romance that can take place without you becoming physical. I know that for men, when I have this kind of conversation with men, they don't think so. They think they got to be physical. You know, one brother said to me, but don't you think that people need to make sure that they are in sync sexually before they married? And I'm thinking, hello, what you going to be doing? You're going to be trying 300 people to make sure you are in sync sexually before you say, oh, this is the one I'm going to marry. And what happened a couple years in the marriage when you can't be physical anymore? What you going to do? You're going to pack up and leave the relationship? So I'm here to say, don't build your relationship on the physical attributes of what it's coming with. You know, communicate with each other. Know what intimacy means. I mean, you can be cuddling up there. You can just spend quality time just enjoying each other's company. And you don't have to get physical. You know, you don't have to get physical. I think my friend say Beyonce have a song and said, if you want some of this, put a ring on it. So I've never heard it myself, but that's what my girlfriend tells me. So it doesn't matter how old you are. You might be 50, 60, 75, 85. Don't let your guard down. Follow your heart all the time. Your heart is never wrong. Listen to your heart. Hold up to your values and your morals. Know that what your heart tells you is always right. It is always correct. So listen to that. Don't let anybody of the opposite sex send you on a guilt trip and let you feel like, oh, well, such and such a person did. Oh, well. That's their problem. Know that you are not such and such a person. Ladies, you have your values. You have your morals. Keep your guard up. The other thing I want to point out to the ladies, do not place yourself in any compromising situation. Know who you are, know what you are about, and don't be ashamed to speak up for what you believe in. If John comes and John is not supporting your values and your morals, let me tell you, Joe is going to come. And if Joe comes and Joe is looking for something that you are not into, oh, well, Joshua will come. But I'm sharing this to say, God has the right person out there for each and every one of us. I want to encourage my sisters, my single sisters. Yes, we are single, but we are not desperate. So, it is your time. Remember, it is your time. It is your time. This spring, it is your time, my sisters. And because it is your time, you need to define what this time means for you. What are the do's and the don'ts? you have dismantled the term tolerate. You are not tolerating anymore. You have dismantled the term mediocre, my sisters, because you deserve so much more. So, because this is your time, I want you to put yourself on the highest pinnacle, maybe the Eiffel Tower. I want you to visualize yourself standing on the top peak of the Eiffel Tower. Know that you are a queen. You have evolved from the princess that your mother brought in this world, and you are now a queen and deserve to be treated that way. If you are single, know it is your time. Embrace your singleness. Love you. Pamper you. Treasure you. Appreciate you. Give gratitude for all those amazing things that are part of who you are. Trust God to know that He will bring you the right mate, the right friend, the right husband. For my brothers out there who are single, the right friend, the right wife, the right spouse. God knows that we deserve the best, and He's not going to be selling us short. Let us stay connected to Him. And because we are affirming together today, thousands across the world, we are affirming today that it is my time. And my time is high time. And my high time is in God, and God will deliver. You deserve the best. God will give you the best. But you need to first accept it. Begin to thank Him for the best that He has in store for you. I look forward to receiving your emails, your messages, and your telephone calls, sharing with me what this message has done for you. And when you have carved out your plan for it is my time, and the things have beginning to manifest in your life, I want to hear from you. I will be transparent, and I will share mine with you as well, because we are family. And I want for you to be transparent and share yours with the world too. I want to remind you to join me on Wednesday, when we will go into part two of the Millionaire Mindset. I know we're going to have a male and a female guest. And again, it's going to be great conversation, so join me. And I want to invite you again to the party and my book launch on the 29th of March. I'm working on becoming a best-selling author title on that day. So I want to encourage you to go on Amazon on that day and put in Daphne Clark Hudson, and all my books will come up. And I want you to support me. I want you to make a gift to somebody. Everybody needs to be inspired so that they can be motivated. Motivation is an inside job, but we all need stimuli, a time to help us get to that place where we need to get to. So again, Amazon.com, Daphne Clark Hudson, and I thank you for your support. I look forward for you to celebrate with me on the 29th of March, when I celebrate my 4 years of serving you here on Blog Talk Radio. I am looking forward to see what God has in store for us as we step into our fifth year. I know that God has a mighty work that he's going to have me do right here on the broadcast. And if you are looking to earn some extra money, I want you to reach out to us here. We are looking for some salespeople to sell advertisement. It doesn't matter where over the world you are. We have opportunities for you. So I want for you to reach out and just let us know that you are interested in selling advertisement for us and help us reach more people. I pray that you have got something out of this segment today. I'll see you again next Wednesday when we are going to be doing part two of the Millionaire's Mindset. Stay focused. Know that you were created for greatness. Do not take your eyes off the prize. We need you to sing your song, write your music, design your buildings. Create. Whatever it is that you have in your mind, we want you to create it and put it out there for the rest of the world. Just start. Start with that. Be courageous in doing that which you are called to do. This is Dynamic Daphne saying thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. And remember to manage your stress and to live a healthy life. As you choose your food, choose the foods that will compensate for medicine. See you on Wednesday.
Hallelujah, and directing. my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this place. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this place. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah.